On the evening of September 16, 1982, the scene at Cathedral and Preston Streets was all black ties and evening gowns and cameras flashing and champagne flowing. The occasion was a grand opening gala of the Joseph Meyerhoff Symphony Hall. All the beautiful people were there. Moving among them was Mr. Meyerhoff himself, who had personally given the money it took to build the edifice and was said to be the boy wonder of Baltimore's building business, who made a fortune and then gave it all back. Asked to talk about how the project got started, Mr. Meyerhoff said modestly, "It wasn't my dream. It was Maestro Commissione's. He worried me so about it, I finally did it." At around 7:30, Mayor Schaefer, Governor Hughes, and Maestro Sergi Commissione made a few remarks, and from there on out, the orchestra, with guest pianist Leon Fleischer, took over. The Meyerhoff was open. The address of the Meyerhoff was listed officially as 1212 Cathedral Street. The story of the grand opening of this showplace, this historic moment in Baltimore's cultural life, really began when, in 1906, Mr. Meyerhoff's parents, Oscar and Hannah, came to America in steerage, to Baltimore's Locust Point, as impoverished immigrants from Paris, Chipina, and holding by his hand as they stepped off the boat their son, 7-year-old Joseph. When Joseph Meyerhoff was a young boy, he attended an accelerated middle school called School 49, then located across Cathedral Street at 1211. From 1211 on the east side of Cathedral, where School 49 was, to 1212 on the west side, where the Meyerhoff is maybe 50 yards. But in time and history, the journey from 1211 Cathedral to 1212 Cathedral, from one side of the street to the other, was a very long journey. But Mr. Meyerhoff had made it.